All right. It's time. I am one game behind. But
Should be
two. No, don't start that crap with me. I mean, you sound like I'm not even going to go there. Hey, listen, I'm one game behind, and I thrive on pressure. I mean,
you said you invented pressure earlier.
Yeah,
middle name
on other people.
David Pressure McCurley.
I actually invented cool.
The full court press.
All right, give it to him. He's first.
All right, Giddens, you know the subjects: math, science, English language arts, history, social studies, and geography.
Let's go geography, first grade.
What continent is home to the Amazon rainforest?
What continent is home to the Amazon rainforest? That would be South America.
Correct.
I'll go first grade geography as well.
What do you call a very small body of land surrounded by water?
An island.
Correct. Too easy question to start off there.
All right, let's go.
His was a little tougher than mine.
Let's go second grade English.
Which word is an adjective? Green, run, or quickly?
Green, run, or quickly. It would be green.
Correct.
You kind of talked about his bathroom visit yesterday. Green, run, and quickly. I mean, come on. Oh, I'm sorry. Go second grade. Let's do English.
You're just copying me.
No, I have a strategy.
In the sentence, she quickly ran to school. What is the adverb?
School. No, it would be. Wait a minute.
Quickly ran to school.
It would be quickly.
Correct.
School.
I honestly knew. I just said it wrong.
He was fixing himself. Unlike you, who said Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. I mean, I knew the answer. I just said the wrong thing.
All right.
All right. It's 2-2. Third grade, right, what?
So we got history, we got math, and we got science.
Oh, well, you don't have to go third grade. I was just.
Let's go third grade history.
Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Goodness. 16th president.
It's easier than you think.
16th president.
Need an answer.
I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln.
Correct.
Okay.
I kind of thought that. I really did.
I was just trying to count years.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you can do when you got somebody saying, need an answer. Need an answer. Hey. All right. I'll go third grade science.
What natural disaster is measured on the Richter scale?
An earthquake, baby.
Correct. So we're still tied.
Let me ask this. How do they register tsunamis? Is it the same? Is that Richter scale thing?
I don't think so. And actually, I think the Richter scale is obsolete now.
I think so too, but that's why I ask about the tsunami. I don't know how
it's it's different, I think.
Okay. I'm just curious. All right. So we're 3-3, hey.
All right.
OT, baby.
All right. So let's go.
Free romper rumor today.
Let's go math and science.
Let's go. Let's go fourth grade science.
What is the largest internal organ in the body? Human body.
The largest internal organ. That would be the large intestine.
Incorrect. It is the liver.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
The largest organ on the body is the skin.
Yeah, I knew that, but I thought the largest internal was the large intestine.
Nope.
All right, so I got a chance to go ahead here. I'll take fourth grade. What have I got left?
Math and history.
I'll take fourth grade history for 400, Alex.
Who was known as the Iron Lady and served as Britain's first female prime minister?
Is that Margaret Thatcher?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow, David.
I got to get this one just to stay alive.
You got to get it.
Fifth grade math. You ready, Giddens?
Yep.
A circle has a diameter of 20 centimeters. What is its radius?
Radius is 10.
Correct.
All right, so I got to get this one right. I got fifth grade math as well to take the victory and tie things up.
All right, David. Convert 3/5 into a percentage.
3/5 into a percentage?
Yes.
That is 60%.
Correct.
And we are
easy for fifth grade. Come on.
And as Brent Musburger used to say, and we are tied.
I still believe I have, in my head, I have a one-game lead.
No, you don't.
I have a one-game lead.
Look, your mouth has a one-game lead on everybody else, too, with Eaton. I mean, that don't count.
I was not here to defend myself, and that does not count.
There's a reason you weren't here. You lost.
That's why I was out. I lost to COVID.